What's going on, everybody? I am C Money, and this is the Victorious Sports Podcast. And on this edition of the VSP, that's right, we're back in 2023 like we never left, y'all. You know what it is. Your boy C Money will be joined by the irresistible force, Nebby, and we're going to be discussing Super Bowl predictions. WWE Vince McMahon is back, and WWE up for sale. That's right, you heard that right. On top of that, so much more news in the NFL. Washington Commanders let go of their offensive coordinator, Scott Turner, and so much more, all on this edition of the VSP. Grab your snacks, y'all. You know what it is. Turn that radio up to 10. Click the volume button because it's about to be on like Donkey Kong. That being said, let's jump into the show.
Hi, C Money. How are you? It is great to finally be back with you. On the Victorious Sports Podcast. How is my fantastic co-host doing tonight?
Nebby, it's so good to hear your voice again, man. I'm doing good, bro. I'm sorry to the fans and the listeners that we haven't recorded since I think like November or something like that, but your boy came down with a case of the COVID.
October.
That really beat me up December through half of January. I'm finally COVID free. I'm back. I'm 100% now. I'm ready to get back on this VSP horse. You know what I'm saying? I miss talking to you and indulging in the sports together. I'm just excited to talk to you because my schedule now, as you know, I'm working nights, so I don't get to see you during the day whenever you stop by and visit. So this is a more than a treat for me, and I thank you for sticking with me through all this time and joining me on the show as always, and you know, being the great co-host that you are.
Just so you know, I wouldn't wouldn't want to do this podcast with anybody else. After all, if it wasn't for you inviting me to be on the show, in the first place, I would not even have this podcast. So thank you so much.
Well, Nebby, with that being said, if you don't mind blessing the people with the Big E New Day intro, we'll get this podcast started.
Of course. As always, it is my honor and pleasure. And I'm going to try to put some extra energy in this because I haven't done this in a while, as you know. So here we go. Victoria Sports Podcast. Don't you dare be sour. Clap for your co-host C Money and the irresistible force Clap for your goals, see money, and the irresistible force. Nebby and feel the power.
It's a new podcast. Yes, yes, it is. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard the seductive soundings of the irresistible force, aka the busiest man in podcasting, Nebby, and joined by your boy C Money, the podcast tag team champions of the world. We are back in 2023 like we never left, y'all, and we got tons to talk about. Nebby, thank you again for joining me and being the co-host of the VSP.
Of course. As always, it is my honor and pleasure to be on the show with you. So again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. You are the best co-host anyone can ever ask for.
Right back at you, my guy. Right back at you. Nebby, we got some stuff to talk about. Is there anything in particular you wanted to start with first? I mean, we could go football playoffs.
Yeah.
Washington has some news recently. There's some big news in wrestling right now. Wherever you want to start with.
But before we start, I'd like to give a very special shout out to a person visiting me for 2 weeks, my dear, sweet, great aunt, yeah, I love you, and I promise to make the most of the time that we I promise to make the most of the time we I promise to make the most of the time we spend to we spend together, and also, of course, I'd like to send a special shout out to my dear friends Ann and Walt. I love you both as well as your dear sweet daughter Abigail, and I can't wait to see you guys at church again. Having said all that, C Money, thank you for allowing me to give those two very special shout outs. And why don't we start out by talking some WWE?
Certainly. And Nebby, as the people know, the VSP is a family podcast. You know what I'm saying? So it's love to all of our tias, our tios, our grandmas, our grandpas, our mothers, our fathers, our cousins, our aunts, uncles, our siblings, everybody, you know, our friends and family, you know. You don't got to be blood to be family, and you and I know that most, you know what I'm saying? So it's always family over everything.
Yep.
Nebby, starting with the WWE, can I tell you something? As you know, my favorite female wrestler, Mandy Rose, is unfortunately no longer with the WWE / NXT. She most recently was defending her title against Roxy Perez. Right? Is that her name? Roxy Perez?
Yes, yes.
And unfortunately lost her championship. I think she was on a over 200-day streak of being the champion and gracefully bowed out of the company. She is in new endeavors.
Over 400 days.
400 days. That's a year and some change.
Yeah.
Now, Mandy Rose has... I don't know if you know what endeavors she is in now, but for those who don't know, Mandy has decided to take some time off from wrestling, and she is doing modeling, we'll call it. And for a particular website, I'm not going to say the name of it. People can go ahead and Google it. But that particular website in December, Nebby, as of the 29th of December, I think, or it was the 27th, I want to say I read it, Mandy Rose from that website made $1 million from January through December of 2022.
Yes.
And it's just a website. You can purchase photos of her on there. You can subscribe to her account. She uploads photos every day. But instead of beating and banging up her body through wrestling, she made photos off of keeping her body right and tight, of course, you know. That's her moneymaker. And I mean, kudos to her for being a hustler. But I don't know if it was someone in WWE who snitched on her. But someone came forward and said, hey, by the way, you know, she's doing this thing. She's making money outside of the company. And the company wasn't happy with that. The company gave her an ultimatum. They said, hey, you can give this up and, you know, you're square with us. She decided not to, and she decided to leave the company and gracefully bow out and, you know, do what she's supposed to do. And pass the reins on to the next generation. I heard that because of the way she exited with the company, she is welcomed back with open arms, with the exception that she has to drop her new career in order to stick with WWE. Now, I know in 2021... there was a lot of issues with a lot of wrestlers who were streaming, playing video games on Twitch. And WWE caught wind of this, and they shut that down. So, same thing happens to Mandy Rose. She's making money off of the side, and WWE caught wind, and they shut that down. But she decided to leave, and obviously it paid off for her. I'm sure she made more money from that than she was making from wrestling itself through the year, independently, of course. Now, yeah. I was told she could possibly come back with open arms if she drops this job. I think she does come back, to be honest. Bold prediction, Nebby, at the Royal Rumble, which is at the end of the month.
Well, we shall certainly... Mandy Rose was certainly the sexiest woman in WWE when she was there. Are you going to argue with me on that, or are you going to agree?
There's a lot of beautiful women that work for the company. Your girl, Alexa Bliss, being one of them.
Yeah.
But Mandy Rose is just a...
Who, by the way, now that Mandy Rose has left WWE, I believe Alexa Bliss is the sexiest woman in WWE. But of course, I am biased towards Alexa Bliss. So take it for what that is worth. But Mandy is doing just fine without WWE. And quite honestly, I am happy for her. I just wish that I could subscribe to her website, but that unfortunately is difficult for me to do. But having said that, I am happy for Mandy Rose, and I'm glad that she's doing just fine without WWE.
Do you believe she comes back this year at all?
Obviously it would be a very quick comeback. I don't know. All I can say is we shall see.
Did you happen to watch this past Tuesday's episode of NXT? They had a special this week. It was their New Year's Evil edition show. Did you happen to catch that? The main event was a women's battle royal, and the victor would become the number one contender for Roxy Perez's NXT Women's Championship.
I missed the show. I missed the show. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I didn't catch Monday Night Raw this week, so it's all right. I got to try to watch it tonight. Is it okay if I spoil for you what happened at the main event?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so the main event was a women's battle royal for the number one contendership. And most of the women in NXT were in it. It was actually not a bad battle royal, but it wasn't really that good either. Now, the final two women that it came down to, Nebby, was JC Jane of Toxic Attraction. And what's the redheaded girl's name? Oh my God. I can't think of her name right now. I'm like blanking out. Gigi Dolin. And Gigi Dolin. Now, mind you, those two women were the former women's tag team champions, and they were in the same group as Mandy Rose. So JC Jane and Gigi Dolin are battling on the top rope, and they both punch each other and simultaneously fall down to the mat on the ground outside.
Oh, kind of like what happened at the 1994 Royal Rumble when Bret Hart and Lex Luger were determined the co-winners of the 1994 WWE Royal Rumble.
Yes, exactly. This man, ladies and gentlemen, has the memory of an elephant. He forgets nothing, I'm telling you. But that's exactly what happened. So referees are coming out. One referee in the front of the ring announces JC Jane as the winner. The referee on the other side of the ring says, no, Gigi Dolin is the winner. And then they collaborate in the ring, and then the ring announcer and the referee brings the ladies in, and the ring announcer announces that JC Jane and Gigi Dolin are the winners of the Women's Battle Royal for the number one contendership. So we shall see Roxy Perez defend her championship in a triple threat match, in her first title defense against, mind you, the former women's NXT champions, tag team champions. So this is going to be quite interesting to see if they break up Toxic Attraction this way. Do we see a co women's champions to hold it down until Mandy comes back? Does Mandy come back and interrupt so that way one of the girls win? I mean, this can go so many ways. And I'm kind of intrigued of how they set this up, because it was just a surprise of Roxy Perez beating Mandy Rose and ending Mandy's streak, when you can go back and watch that show and that match, and everyone was so surprised, and they were like, what? That's it? This wasn't even on a pay-per-view? What happened? Because no one knew that Mandy was leaving WWE at the time. So this sets up for quite an interesting storyline for the next pay-per-view that they have.
It sure does. Oh, by the way, I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate Ricochet and his girlfriend, SmackDown ring announcer Samantha Irvin, because I don't know if you know this, C-Money, or not, but I found out on Twitter that they are now engaged. So congratulations to that wonderful couple, and hopefully soon, if it hasn't happened already, the sexy Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, and her boyfriend Adam Cole, hopefully they will be walking down the aisle soon as well.
Adam Cole, you see your friends and fellow colleagues, ex-colleagues, making the leap in life. And my only question to you, Adam Cole, is, Adam Cole, what are you doing? I don't understand. There is a gorgeous woman that you live with that not only is gorgeous, a doctor, okay?
Yeah.
And she has a finger that is freezing, and you can warm and toast that bad boy up if you just do what Beyonce said and put a ring on it. But for some reason, Adam Cole, you are scared shitless to go ahead and commit to the gorgeous, delicious, seductible Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. Adam Cole, what are you doing? I can tell you what you're doing, Adam Cole. You're disappointing Nebby and I. And I don't mean to speak for Nebby, but you are disappointing us to no end. I think this has gone on two, 3 years, and it's 2 or 3 years too long for both of us, and we're over it.
Yes, yes.
Lock it down, Adam Cole. Lock it down.
Adam Cole, make it happen. Because if you don't, please trust me when I tell you that somebody else Will.
That's right. There's wolves out there, Adam Cole. There are wolves out there. They are hungry. You know what I'm saying? And the only sunrise that the delicious Dr. Britt Baker deserves to walk and see is the Panama sunrise with your boy, Adam Cole. And you could bank on that. Now, Nebby, going back to the ladies, I sent you a video of the most recent Wrestle Kingdom pay-per-view, preferably a specific segment that I wanted you to check out. Did you happen to see read about what happened?
I never got it.
No?
I never got it. Could you send it to me again?
I certainly will, but may I spoil it for you?
Sure. By the way, if I'm not mistaken, the woman formerly known as Sasha Banks when she was in WWE, Mercedes Vertigo, or Mercedes Verno. I'm not exactly sure how you pronounce her last name.
Me either. I think it's like Verano or something. I don't know. I can't pronounce it either. Yeah.
Well, I heard that she recently made an appearance for New Japan Wrestling, and that is the company she is working for right now.
It is, my friend, that it is during the New Japan pay-per-view. There was a women's title match, and it was Stardom's champion Kairi Sane, former NXT Kairi Sane, and she came out and she won the championship there at the pay-per-view. And as she was celebrating, this huge intro happened, and the one and only Sasha, as she goes now by Sasha Monet, debuted. slapped Kairi in the middle of the ring and cut a promo. And she said she is making her debut in Stardom, and she challenges Kairi for the championship, and Kairi will defend it against Sasha in San Diego when Stardom comes there this coming year. So interesting to see all the rumors of where is she going to go? Is she going to go TNA? Is she coming back to WWE and re-debuting at the Royal Rumble? Is she going to go to AEW and join Tony Khan's roster? The world found out last week that Sasha Monet is New Japan Pro Wrestling's new signee. And I'm interested to see how she fares with that. I mean, I'm surprised that she wasn't coming back at the Royal Rumble. I was talking to my friend Delonte. Shout out to you, Delonte. He was really excited about the Royal Rumble. He loves that pay-per-view. And he was like, hey, Sasha Banks is my favorite wrestler, and I'm praying she comes back to WWE, and it's at the Royal Rumble. I unfortunately sent him that video, and he is upset that she chose not to go back to WWE and joining New Japan. So we'll see how Sasha fares, how long she's there for. But I think it's a new career path, something different for her. And I mean, she's done everything at WWE. I don't know what else she needs to prove or do there. Obviously, it's not the money that's keeping her there. So, she does obviously still have love for wrestling. So interesting to see how she fares bringing her style to the New Japan women's division.
And of course, I just want to point out that Sasha Banks is inspiration for going into wrestling in the first place is the one and only, the late, great Eddie Guerrero.
That's right. That's right. Everybody do a shimmy shake for Eddie. With that being said, Nebby, finishing off with the ladies, we last week had a re-debut, and that was from the one and only, the Queen, Charlotte Flair. Woo! Herself. Re-debuting, coming back from her. What was she? Was she injured or just taking time off?
She was taking time off because she got married.
Really? To who?
Andrade.
Really? I thought they were already married. Okay. Well, Andrade is a lucky lad. Obviously, in a damn good wrestling family that he married into. I mean, mind you, credit himself. He also comes from a very good wrestling family in Mexico. He's no stranger to the business. But wow, two mega powers of wrestling internationally coming together and joining as a family. That's fantastic. Kudos and shout out to Charlotte and Andrade for tying the knot. But Charlotte came back strong.
And she is now the SmackDown Women's Champion.
She is the SmackDown Women's Champion. I don't know who is going to be the number one contender for that, or who's challenging for that. I didn't see SmackDown last week. And I know it's on Thursday, tomorrow, Friday. So yeah. Today's Friday?
No, tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow. Okay. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. But, I mean, she came back strong, the Women's Championship and really making something out of it. Romy's over here making his debut on the VSP. Shout out to the tastiest boy.
Yeah. I love you, Romy.
Nebby says he loves you, Romy. Says he loves you back. Say, That's right, Poppy. Say hi, Nebby.
Hi. It's great to have you on the Victorious Sports Podcast.
Romy is itching to crawl around right now. He's hanging out with Mama. I'll be in there soon, Papa. I'll be in there soon.
Please let Romy and Kimberly know that I love them both.
I will certainly let them know right after this and give them a big hug for both of them for you.
All right. Thank you so much. And C-Money, before we go any further, I've got a question for you.
Please.
Can we please talk some National Football League playoffs?
Oh, of course. But before we do that, one last mention and for WWE, Nebby, is most recently another return. And unfortunately, it's not to the ring, but this is corporate side, and he's back to the board. The one, the only, Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Man.
Now,
and I just want to point out that while Vince McMahon returned to his position in WWE, his daughter, the beautiful,
illustrious,
Stephanie McMahon, unfortunately, she resigned as the co-CEO and chairwoman of WWE, and I certainly hope that everything is okay with Stephanie McMahon and her family, but I certainly wish her the best, not only as a fan of hers, but also for the sake of being a good human being. I certainly wish Stephanie McMahon best.
Do you know, is she still in the company or is she completely resigned from the company?
No, she has completely resigned from the company. As for
Well, I know she and excuse me. I know she and Triple H have, it's either 4 or 5 kids together. So I'm sure it's probably time for her to want to spend more time with the girls and you know, be more of a family woman. She's done everything in the company, and I'm sure she wants to spend the rest of these days with the girls and not miss out with on all the moments that she already has with them. Does this mean Triple H is leaving as well? Because I know he was in charge of talent relations, and I don't know if that's still happening, but with Vince being back, you can already see, I don't know if he has anything to do with storylines right now, but NXT was terrible this past New Year's Evil show. And I don't know if he had anything to do with that, but good God, the NXT championship match wasn't even the main event. It was that women's battle royal for the number one contendership. So I don't know if he has anything to do with storyline or if it's just on the corporate side still. But Vince is looking to sell the company. And my prediction is he sells the rest of the company to NBC. NBC has already purchased the WWE Network and WWE's library and exclusively in the States has access to their pay-per-views. So I don't know what that looks like in terms of this time next year. Are we going to be talking about someone else owning the company and who's going to stay in the company to keep it running? Because obviously it won't be the same.
Right. Right.
Yeah, so any predictions you think, or have you heard of anyone attempting to buy the company?
I heard that it's possible that the Saudi Arabia investment fund could possibly buy WWE, but I don't know. There could be several companies interested in buying WWE, but I gotta tell you, whenever WWE is sold, it's going to be strange not having the McMahon family run WWE, because obviously the McMahon family has run WWE for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, what, Vince purchased it from his dad in like 83 or 82, something like that, and I mean, they've been running wild since
82 is when Vince bought the company from his dad.
So that's 40 years that they've been in business. And unfortunately, the company now is worth $6 billion. Why I say it's unfortunate is the family, Stephanie, Shane, Triple H, don't have the capital themselves to purchase that from Vince. If that's the money that Vince is truly looking for, honestly, I don't understand why he would be looking for so much in terms of his age, and why not keep it in the family? I mean, I really feel like that's a slap in the face to Triple H, Stephanie, and Shane for not offering the company to any one of them before making it public that he would like to sell. Like you said, I mean, it's just going to be different when another company purchases it, and it's not going to be the same, and I don't believe wrestling will be the same, and I don't believe WWE lasts more than 5 years after Vince leaves. It's just, it has to be a wrestling mind that has to run that place, and I don't believe who purchases it is going to be that person. Nebby, moving on to the NFL, we do have the playoffs coming up, but most recent news, the Washington Commanders today, Ron Rivera let go of his offensive corner, of his duties, and now Washington will be not only looking for a new quarterback, but a new offensive coordinator to go along with that quarterback. So this is going to be interesting to see where this goes. I mean, Washington's owner last month announced that he's going to sell the team. Ron Rivera is the general manager and head coach of the team. So I wonder if we're going to see a new owner by the start of next season. And do we see a name change? Do we see a coaching change, a general manager change? There's so much going on in Washington. It's going to be a lot for them, for the team itself. And I think because of what's going on, it's going to be hard for them in the draft to make a proper decision. Because they don't know where leadership is going outside of – it's kind of Ron's team right now. He has the say-so. So I don't know. Your thoughts, Nebby, on do you believe that Washington gets a new owner? And
yes.
What their situation is going to look like in the fall, possibly getting a new quarterback. I don't know if they're going to trade for anyone. I know Derek Carr is up. The Raiders are looking to go ahead and replace him in Las Vegas. So,
yeah, well,
it's a lot. It's a lot. I'm sorry, I asked a lot of questions.
Me personally, as far as Washington's quarterback is concerned, I think they should let Sam compete for the job next season, because I was very when Sam Howell finally had a chance to play against my Dallas Cowboys, he played real well. So, although I could be wrong, I think Sam Howell should get a chance to compete for the quarterback job. In Washington.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose so, but I mean, at the same time, I don't know if he was playing the true Dallas Cowboy team. I saw Micah Parsons out there. I saw Trevon Diggs. I saw Zeke. I saw Dak. But I don't – to me, the Cowboys weren't playing as if it was a game that was very meaningful. I don't know what that is like for them in terms of that energy. Are they going to be bringing that this week in terms of the playoffs? We'll talk about that in a second. But, I mean, Sam Howell threw for over 151 yards. He had two touchdowns. But at the end of the day, it was two touchdowns. And that's all Taylor Heinicke could ever do, was get at least 14 to 17 points a game. And that's not enough for Washington to make a dent in the NFC East with the way Philadelphia is rolling, the way the Cowboys have been rolling. And now you have the New York Giants, who made the playoffs this year. I don't even know how. I haven't been paying attention to them, but apparently they did. But I'm interested to see who they bring in to compete against Sam Howell, because they already wasted their picks trading for Carson Wentz to the Indianapolis Colts. So the draft is out of the question in terms of them building and looking for a quarterback there. So we shall see.
Right.
Now, speaking of the NFC East, we have your Dallas Cowboys, Nebby. How do you feel making it to the playoffs yet again? 12 wins.
Yeah, well, obviously you can't win the Super Bowl if you don't make the playoffs. But now that we have qualified for the playoffs, all I can say is now it's time to to step up and buck history's trend, because my Dallas Cowboys obviously haven't won the Super Bowl since the 1995 season. So obviously we have something to prove, and if we don't prove it, then our critics are gonna be all over us saying that we are the same old Cowboys. So hopefully we do what we need to do to go all the way. But obviously we need to take things one game at a time. And I just want to say, Dak Prescott, it is time for you to stop turning the ball over, and I believe your legacy is on the line, because if you are not going to lead us to a Super Bowl, a championship victory, then you are going to be no different than Tony Romo.
Jeez. At least Tony Romo was good at golf. And a solid announcer, actually.
Yeah.
Who are the Cowboys playing this week?
Monday night against the Ooh. Tampa Bay.
Ooh.
Monday night against the greatest football player of all time.
The GOAT.
Tom Brady and his Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Are they playing in Jerry's house or is it in Tom's house?
No, it's in Tom's house.
Ooh, shit.
Tampa won their division.
Cowboys on the road, Monday night. Dak's turning the ball over. He doesn't have a reliable wide receiver, and they're playing Tom Brady. The odds are not in their favor. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think it's going to be pretty tight, maybe 19-17, something like that. But, Monday night's a different beast than Sunday, you know what I'm saying? When the lights are on, the TV's there, and it's showtime, we'll see if this is what pushes Dak to lead the Cowboys further into the playoffs, or this could be something that pushes Jerry to possibly look elsewhere. I mean, who's the backup quarterback?
Cooper Rush.
Cooper Rush isn't a bad backup. He's all right. I know they did well when Dak was out and he held the team down, but from the outside looking in, not even a Cowboys fan, I don't believe Cooper Rush is the answer either. No. But I don't see Jerry putting up with another year of Dak and this team being a 12-win team and still busting in the first round. You know, it's whether it's home or on the road. I mean, their favors are unfortunate. They're playing Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, you know.
A lot is at stake for my Dallas Cowboys. We have a lot to prove, and I just hope that we buck history's a trend and get back on top of the NFL mountain, but we'll see.
Yeah, we shall see. I think that's probably going to be the most intriguing game of the weekend, or week of football, I should say. There's a lot of teams that are looking strong. Your Cincinnati Bengals are looking good. Your Kansas City Chiefs are looking good now. They're starting to roll.
And so are the San Francisco 49ers.
You know, a lot of people like the 49ers, Nebby, and I don't trust Brock Purdy. He's a good quarterback. He's lucky he has the O-line he has and the weapons he has, but I don't know. I still feel like Philadelphia is the team to beat in the NFC. Just Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown together are a force to be reckoned with. And I don't know if they're going to be playing each other, but, I mean, I have a feeling that Philadelphia is going to go deep into the playoffs. I don't know if that means they have to go through San Francisco, but something just tells me that San Francisco is a piece short, and I think it's that quarterback position. The quarterback is good, but is he good enough?
By the way, don't be surprised if that Seattle at San Francisco game turns out to be a close game on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, Pete Carroll and the boys are going to be traveling to San Francisco Saturday, taking on the 49ers at home. So it will be a good game, but...
Oh, by the way, I just want to take this opportunity to give kudos and a big shout-out not only to Coach Pete Carroll.
Big shout-out to Pete Carroll.
But also Geno Smith. Because although I could be wrong, I believe Geno Smith is gonna win NFL comeback player of the year, because he's had a heck of a season.
I think so. I mean, shout out to Geno Smith and Pete Carroll for the job that they've done taking Seattle where they were, because with their struggle is the run game. They don't have a running back. All the running backs throughout the season have been getting hurt left and right. They've been rotating running backs, and most of them are playing unhealthy most of the season. So it's going to be tough watching them find a way to get around that against a sturdy 49ers defense. I mean, Joey Bosa and those boys are looking real good right now. But again, I think it's going to come down to the quarterbacks. Geno Smith, Brock Purdy, that's the matchup to watch. And that team there, I don't know if the winners of that play, the winners of Dallas and Tampa, but or if they play the Eagles, because I think the Eagles have that first round bye. But it's going to be a good one for sure.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Nebby, I don't know if you saw the Caps game last night, but back-to-back games where they have struggled. I personally thought there were a lot of bad calls last night. I think there was, like, in the last, like, 3 minutes, there was, like, two penalties, and you just see, like, back-to-back, like, people in the box. I think TJ Oshie was in the box for, like, the last, like, 2 out of 3 minutes of the game. it's nice to see Ovechkin go for Wayne Gretzky's record. I do hope that he gets it next year, the way that he's been playing. Hey, Siri, turn on.
Hey, Siri, turn off that
input. Yeah.
There's nothing to stop here.
I'm here.
Hey, Siri, turn off that input.
I have a feeling that he will break it next year, but the season is just so up and down.
Yeah. Hopefully our Caps can find a way to sneak into the playoffs and take things from there.
Yeah, I mean, the Bruins have been looking really good. Flyers are scary always. So it's going to be interesting to see if we can sneak into the playoffs and skate our way there, because it's going to be I don't believe the team is going to be able to do it. It's just too many players coming back from injury, and to get them in sync is tough. I think the goal right now everyone's focusing on is Ovechkin and his record. But you know, we shall see.
All right. And I just want to say before we wrap up the show that anyone out there struggling with mental health problems, you are worth it. Life is always worth living, and don't be afraid to ask for help. The number to the National Suicide Prevention Line is 988. Again, that number is 988. So don't be afraid to ask for help, because life is always worth living. And I hope that everyone out there, I hope that all you wonderful listeners remember that.
That's right. Nebby, you want to go ahead and let the folks know where they can find you?
Yes. Everyone out there, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. My Twitter name is SpursFan1083, and my Instagram name is CowboysFan19.
Ninety. You can find me on Twitch and YouTube as CMoney240, streaming Call of Duty, Pokemon, and currently doing watch-alongs right now. I was doing Commander watch-alongs for the season. I was getting a lot of good reviews from that, so I think next season I will continue doing watch-alongs where people can just watch me react to the game. Also doing watch-alongs to Barcelona soccer games as well. So getting a lot of good responses from that. So anybody want to go ahead and follow, you can go ahead and check me out on Twitch and on YouTube, CMoney240. And of course, you can find the Victoria Sports Podcast anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to it. On the road, on the go, anytime we are here. Nebby, any final thoughts?
Please excuse me, because I know you're real busy taking care of Romy, but can we try to get back to doing this show once a week?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, we're gonna make sure that we can find that that way we can go ahead and situate that, because the people are missing out. I've been getting a lot of emails about that. So we're definitely going to find the time to go ahead and unwind and let these guys know our thoughts on sports, wrestling, and all the above.
All right. And everyone out there, thank you so much for listening to the Victoria Sports Podcast. We love you. Now, having said that, C-Money, would you like to do the honors of signing us off?
With a pleasure, good sir. With a good pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, we're signing off like an AOL screen tag. Thank you for sticking to us like glue for the Irresistible Force, Nebby, a.k.a. the busiest man in podcasting, and your boy, C-Money. We are the Victorious Sports Podcast, and we'll catch y'all on the next one. Woo! Woo!